You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. And despite the great efforts of seemingly every traffic construction crew humanly known to man, they try to hold us down, keep us out of the damn studio. We're back, and B. Mitch is back. Hello, Brian. How
what
you
up,
doing?
Brother? I'm chilling, man. What's happening?
How were your various travels, sir?
Very good.
Cool.
It was very good.
Tell everybody where the hell you've been, including me, because you've been everywhere.
I've been to Gig Harbor, Washington. I've been to Auburn, Washington, Seattle, Washington, and Daniel Island, South Carolina, which is Charleston, basically.
Okay. So last Sunday, you flew out?
No.
Monday? A week ago?
I flew out Wednesday, bro.
You were off Tuesday, though.
Yeah, I had something going on Tuesday, then I left Wednesday.
Tuesday, you were here. You flew out Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
To Seattle.
Yeah.
And then how many courses did you play?
Four there and then one in Daniel Island.
What is the the flight from here to Seattle is long. What is flight from Seattle to Charleston? Can you get direct?
No, you fly Seattle to Charlotte, to Charleston. But, coming west to east is always faster.
Yeah, you get the jet stream.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So we played the University of Washington golf course, the home course.
How was that?
Sweet. Chambers Bay, outstanding.
University of Washington is cool.
Yeah, it is.
It's a cool vibe.
Chambers Bay was excellent. Yesterday we played Daniel Island, the Beresford course. And then I can't remember the course we played on Wednesday. It's been so damn long, Jay.
How was the weather in Seattle? Looked like you got some Scotland.
We didn't get no Scotland.
Every day,
they said it was going to rain before 6, and it was raining in the afternoon.
Before 6 a.m.?
A.m.
Okay.
And then later on, but most days were 64, 65, sunshine.
Kind of like today.
Yeah. Nice.
Maybe you brought it back with you.
Hey, I hope I did.
Well, how'd you play? You win any money?
I played on and off.
What was the birdie count?
I won a little money. Yesterday, we did like a little shamble format yesterday. I made 7 birdie putts, dog.
There you go. Now, those things, somebody should be making birdies because you should have good looks a lot of times, right?
Well,
shamble
somewhat.
Is best ball off the tee and then you play your
then
own
you play
going
your own
in.
Ball in.
Okay, so that's not...
Yeah, it's not like the scramble.
Right.
Yeah. But I was on yesterday, Jay.
There you go.
I was so on that the dude was like, yo, man, you putt like this all the time. I was like, nope. It's just happening for me today.
All right. Well, good. I'm glad you had a great trip. I imagine.
I shattered that over.
Oh, dude. We could have made that 250. You were smoking that thing.
Oh, my Lord. I got to a point one day I was like, look, I'm just going to drink water.
What about, did you stick with that plan?
No.
I did not. I would have taken the under on the only water days.
I didn't stick with that.
What about, I meant to ask you this specifically, because that region of the world you were in, for a man that likes his Pinot Noir, that's a pretty good Pinot up there, Oregon and Washington.
I was able to get this one wine. I had just found out that Bonanza.
Yo, I told you about
Bonanza.
You
told me this. Yeah. So I found out Bonanza good, is dude. The Camus, basically Camus.
Yeah, it's and leftover Camus.
I walked in, and I got a lot of bottles. And they were the cheapest I've ever seen, like $16, $17 a bottle.
Wow, that's good.
You know, Camus is $60, $70, $80.
Right.
And, bruh, that stuff is so I'm telling you, I'm drinking Bonanza from now on.
Yo, Bonanza's good.
Bonanza and, what is the other one? Mayomi.
Yeah, that's been your go-to.
Yeah, you Bell Gloss and Mayomi are basically the same, and then Camus and Bonanza are the same.
Right.
Yeah. All right. You just got to find out a way to find the good stuff at a cheaper price.
I'm trying to remember where the hell I was. I was somewhere while you were gone. You know what? I was at just a little shopping center, and there was a truck stocking a liquor store, and it was an Uncle Nearest truck. And I was like, oh, somewhere B's enjoying himself. Like, I could just tell in that moment, like, seeing Uncle Nearest. That's great, man. So, good time. What was the tourney yesterday? Because I saw D. Hall was there. You posted a picture.
Was
that one of James's?
Robert. Yeah. It was.
What's the cause? I know it's a good cause for his son's thing, right?
It's called, it's rare. They have these rare diseases. And it was, they do one in South Carolina, one up here.
Okay, that's great.
That was cool. But that course, bro, that whole place
is it kind of like the marshlands and all that? Yeah, that stuff's beautiful.
That stuff
down
is
there.
Sweet, man.
All right, so what did you miss? Kind of nothing. Yesterday was.
Oh, I saw a Door Pro truck this morning.
There you go. Shout out to Door Pro. Door Pro part of All Ears now.
That's
too.
My first time seeing them.
Okay, they're out there.
Yeah.
If you need a new garage door, hit them up. There were no sports yesterday, B. There was zero sports. There was. No basketball, no pucks. The Nats were off. I watched golf nonstop. There was no golf. Apparently, a lot of people wanted me to watch pro wrestling. Sorry, I did not.
Why didn't you watch it?
Because I was asking people what I should watch, and a lot of people said pro wrestling. A lot of
what pro wrestling?
Last night was WWF, but it's on Netflix now. You aware of that?
And I watching that one.
I didn't watch, but I hope it went great for those that did. But tonight, we're back, baby. We got hoops tonight. I think we got pucks tonight. We got both tonight. Tonight we get.
That's hoops for sure.
Thunder Timberwolves starts tonight. Yeah. You know that the Pacers get 8 days off before they play tomorrow night?
That's crazy.
Now, the Knicks got plenty of time off, too, but not 8 days.
8 days, you might be a little rusty.
Thunder T-Wolves tonight. White Brian, I believe the puck starts tonight. I think it's Canes Panthers tonight.
They start tonight, too.
Can we briefly talk about traffic? Just briefly.
Well, briefly, and I can just say this.
You're a Main Avenue guy. It was closed.
Construction should not happen in the morning during rush hour. If you got something to do, do it like at night sometime or whatever. But don't do it at the rush hour during the morning or in the evening. It makes no sense. This is crazy.
I have been... Like, over the course of my life, a lot of times I have to work late nights and then I'm driving. Like, during the draft, I remember I'd be driving back from Ashburn late at night because the, Thursday and Friday night of the draft go late.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd get to Tyson's and they're doing the construction. And it sucks, but I'm not mad because that's what we say. We're like, yo, do this at night. Yeah. And they're doing it at night.
Yeah.
I remember driving back from a Philly Monday nighter. So it was late. And I think I was at, like, I want to say in Maryland, maybe at the bottom of Delaware, and it was down to one lane on 95. And I was cursing because it sucked. I'm tired and want to get home.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you're supposed to do it. I'm not mad at you. For them to make what is already just a ridiculous bottleneck right there by the tidal basin where you can go down 395, you can go up to 695, you can cut down to Main Avenue. Mm-hmm. For that to be one lane with the amount of tour buses that cruise around down there because they all go park at Haynes Point. Like, what are we doing, dude? And that starts at 9:30?
Yeah, it was a little crazy, bro.
And Tuesday, Wednesdays are now the worst days for traffic. And, dude, I get, like, I've heard Mayor Bowser talk about, like, we need workers back in the offices for the health of the city. Like, I understand, like, the dry cleaners and the little delis, like, they need people there to buy stuff. Like, I understand how the economy works. But, damn, you realize when people were working from home, wasn't the worst, man. It was a lot easier to drive around.
It was not.
Landfill is so damn good at recognizing when we're trying to get a photo of him. But I caught him right there.
Got him.
Look at him.
Yeah.
Just snoozing.
Got him.
All right, we are, if you want to know if we are officially in summer season, we are. Because yesterday, White Brian was asleep in the first segment. Today, Landini's asleep in the first segment. Who would have had Jeff as the last dude in the aquarium for me to catch sleeping this week? I mean, Jeff was a lock. Minus 175, dude. Yesterday, I went to a pretty cool event that the Commanders did. At the Digital Pioneers Academy. You've been over there? Charter school that, I mean, it's right down the street. It's like, you know, if you go M Street East, right where there's like the big overpass and you can kind of, if you're going down to the casino or something, if you're going down to National Harbor, you get on the bridge right there and then there's like that. You can also hop on the highway to get to BW Parkway right there. You kind of go back around RFK.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Like, there's a lot of action right there. Digital Pioneers Academy is, like, a block from that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Commanders, I want to say back in 2023, linked up with that school. It's a charter school. And they gave them a pretty significant donation that allowed them to start a football team. And they had some real tragedy at the school. One of the players, I believe I had this right, was unfortunately, I mean, just tragically shot and killed. The Commanders have maintained a relationship with them, and they built them a weight room. I was in the weight room. It was a really cool day where they brought the whole rookie class in to hang out with the football team.
Uh-huh.
And I've been at enough of these things where usually, like, the players just kind of stand in the corner, do a photo op, and then get on the bus and leave. And this was not that yesterday.
Yeah.
The players sat at the tables with the kids. And I wish I'm going to try to find her last name.
Lately, there's been a lot of that, though. But they don't just walk in and walk out.
Right.
It's like last year when we did that event where we were doing the
flowers and
when
stuff.
I was working my tail off last year.
Yeah. I was filming it.
Yeah. That was a trip, boy. Woo.
Marjorie Harris was there, Josh Harris's wife. Mm-hmm. She's the Commander's Foundation chairperson now. Mark Klaus was there, the team president. All the rookies were there. And it was just like real I wish I could think of a better word, but I think this is like the most accurate description. Like the NFL players and the high school players were just hanging out. And I want to say her name specifically. Monica Livingston kind of led this program. Have you met Monica? I feel like you've probably met her. She played for the
DC. She played for the DC Divas. Yeah,
she played for the Divas.
I remember Monica. Yeah.
And now she's like a motivational speaker, leadership coach. She kind of ran this program, B, that was so damn cool and good. And like, you know, when the players sit down and then the high school guys are there, it's like a little like what are we doing? And she just pushes right through that to everybody's just laughing, joking, talking.
Mm-hmm.
And she's challenging both the rookies and the high school kids to just be the best version of themselves. And then they did this planking contest where all the high school kids, and then maybe not all, but a lot of the high school kids, and then I want to say all of the rookies, maybe not all, but most, get into a plank. And they were going for a while. And towards the end, there was one high school kid left, and Jalen Lane, and I want to get it right. I want to say Vigors, I believe. Is the
high school kid?
No, he's an undrafted guy. Okay. I think he's an undrafted free agent. I want to get his first name if I can. But they go down the wire in this contest, and the high school kid wins it.
Uh-huh.
And his name was Zakai, and he was just so confident and fun. And I talked to him afterwards. I was like, man, was it cool to, you know, take down some NFL players? He's like, yeah, I thought I would. And I talked to their strength coach there. Awesome guy. His name's Antonio Brown.
Wow.
And he introduced himself to me. He's like, I'm Antonio Brown. I was like, oh. He's like, yeah, I usually get that reaction. And it was just such a cool, fun vibe. And those kids went 10-0. They won the Charter League. I think they lost in the playoffs. So I want to say St. Albans, they told me. But they're really building something. I talked to their running back. Kid's name is King Williams, I believe.
I like that.
Dude, he averaged 10 yards a carry last year.
Damn.
9.9. He told me he went for like almost 1,700 yards, 20 touchdowns. It was fun, man. And for...
Sometimes you just need opportunity and you need some hope. And I think when they get to hang out there with the pro players, it gives them some level of hope.
Yeah, man. And I got to talk to Marjorie for a few minutes, and we're going to play that audio a little later. But I just... It's not lost on me that Digital Pioneers Academy, I want to say, is like 12th and F, maybe. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Something like that. And, I mean, from a physical location, I bet. So 709 12th Street. So I don't know. What's the seventh letter of the alphabet? Someone can figure that out. I want to say it was like 12th and F, 12th and G.
Mm-hmm.
Southeast. They're in Southeast. Marjorie Harris is in Southeast, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
And you're what? A mile, 2 miles to RFK? You know what I mean? Like, you're not. I think the commitment would exist without the momentum towards getting RFK built. But at the same time, there's a real commitment.
Yeah.
And I just think that matters.
But that commitment has started already, though. You know, and yes, they wanted it ultimately, but they already were in this thing. As soon as they stepped in, they started doing stuff.
And their point was, we want our players and we want our rookies to know where they are in the city and to know what this is all about. And not just the city, they're you know, Virginia, Maryland, like the whole DMV. Mm-hmm. It's a complicated area where we're divided up by jurisdictions, even though geographically, it's all pretty close. But it was just a cool, fun event, and that's what this time of year should be. And I don't know. I enjoyed it, man. And it was cool to see these kids smiling and laughing. And Chick-fil-A was served to everybody. That was a big hit. The Pythons, the Digital Pioneer Academy Pythons, they have some dope gear.
The Pythons.
Yo, the logo's cool. I'm officially a DPA fan, and their hashtag is hashtag DPA we coming. So there you go. I believe that's it. I hope I got that right. There's plenty for us to discuss. Frankie Louvu yesterday was on Good Morning Football, B, and the Tush Push ban is up for discussion today again.
Okay.
And Green Bay has altered their proposal, I think very, very wisely, to make it a lot less specific to what Philly does and just about pushing a ball carrier, which is what I've said, which was the rule.
It used to be a rule before.
Right. So I want to discuss it. I want to hear what Louvu says. Louvu has kind of found himself in the center of the storm in some ways because of the NFC title game, and he was just trying to figure out a way to stop
it. If you keep aligning, somebody's going to try to figure it out.
And then the refs
and
decided.
And then the ref with that asinine statement. Come on, dog.
Right.
Yes, there is a rule, but that rule is not for that play. The rule is like if you're running down the field and somebody run off the sideline and tackle you. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not for that play that was happening with Louvu.
So we do have a packed show today. We're going to talk to our friend Barstool Nate at 11. We haven't talked to Nate since the Caps lost, and I believe he was in the building for that game.
That's probably the reason they lost.
Well, it's also...
I'm just messing with it.
Well, Brian, it's also the one-year anniversary of when he hurt his foot.
Mm.
So pour out a little liquor.
He better not walk today.
Ike Reese is going to join us at noon. I don't know if you saw this. Nick Sirianni just got a contract extension.
Mm-hmm.
And between Sirianni's deal and then the Tush Push conversation, that is, even though they're changing the language to make it less Philly specific, it's Philly driven for sure.
Yeah,
and Philly. I can't imagine the folks in the city of brotherly love are too thrilled about that.
City of brotherly shove.
And then exactly. AJ Perez is going to join us. I guess AJ is a producer on this Brett Favre documentary that's about to drop on Netflix that I have a hunch is not the most flattering for Brett. So plenty to discuss. The one thing I wanted to point out, though, because I know you were out of town, I don't know if it's the same in your neighborhood, but just driving around, you see a lot more for sale signs up on people's yards. And if you're considering buying or selling a house, there's only one dude we recommend, and it's a friend of ours, and his name is John Leahy.
Yep, reach out to John just like Marilyn did. Marilyn needed to sell her Greenbelt property because she was relocating for a new job. Unfortunately, her condo didn't qualify for FHA, which ruled out several potential buyers who absolutely loved the unit. But she had no reason to fear, as John Leahy and the Fine Living Group contacted a past client who was looking for an investment property. Even better, the buyer paid cash for $2,000 over the asking price. If you're looking to sell, take advantage of John Leahy and the Fine Living Group's guaranteed offer. Start by finding out what your home is worth in only 30 seconds at johnsellsdmv.com. We're talking about our friend John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. And if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
And let's be real. Sometimes the reason you got to move, even if it's something good, you got a promotion and you got to sell your house, whatever it is, you want to downsize, you want to be closer to family, moving is stressful. It's one of the most stressful things you can go through.
Yes, it is.
But working with John Leahy and the Fine Living Group, they've got the options and strategies you need to take care of things quickly, getting the most cash and the least amount of stress possible. You need professionals that know what they're doing. That's John and the Fine Living Group. Call them today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com, or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group. And
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Start packing it right. Get it tight. All right, folks. NFL owners meetings. God, it's nice to not have to care about this stuff anymore. Or care about it just from a football perspective and not like chasing people around to try to get a photo like I've had to do for 5 years. Tush Push is the biggest piece of legislation.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously pretty divisive. Now, the Packers' original proposal was super specific to what Philly did.
Mm-hmm.
They've changed it now. The updated language is offensive players cannot assist the runner except by individually blocking opponents for him. That's, you can't push a dude from behind.
Yeah.
All right.
And, but they line up like that.
Right. This would dramatically alter the way the Eagles run the play. The way Jalen Hurts is built and his strength and the strength of that offensive line, the Eagles might still be successful, but it's not going to look the same. He's not going to get shoved from behind.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts gets a lot of credit for strength. He's not, his legs are not driving him through there. He's getting lifted over and slid across the line. So that's not just about some strength.
Now, the Bills were part of this too. Just briefly, I'm reading now from an ESPN article. The Tush Push, a play popularized by the Super Bowl winning Eagles in which a team lines up one or more players behind the quarterback to push him forward against the defense, appeared in only 0.28, so about 0.3% of plays last year, but the Eagles and Bills ran the play more often than any other teams.
Mm-hmm.
The two teams, the Bills and the Eagles, combined to run 163 Tush Pushes in the past three seasons, more than the rest of the NFL combined. Not only did the Eagles and Bills run the play the most often, they were also the most successful. They scored a touchdown or achieved a first down on 87% of their Tush Push attempts.
Uh-huh.
The rest of the league was successful on 70%.
Other people weren't even doing a Tush Push. They were just doing a quarterback sneak.
Sure. Having Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen run that certainly helps. But it's just, to me, it's just not a football play, and you should not have ball carriers be pushed by players from behind them. It's just,
yeah.
It's not.
And in some cases, lifted.
Right.
And wheelbarrowed across the top of the pile.
Now, Frankie Louvu was on Good Morning Football yesterday. Remember Frankie Louvu famously in the NFC title game tried to come up with a different way to stop the play by going over the top. I love the idea. The execution was not flawless. Frankie Louvu talking about the Tush Push.
You are, in a way, linked to this play because of that moment. You also have a powerful voice. This week, in a matter of a couple of days, the league is going to vote on the Tush Push, whether to keep it or to ban it. As a guy who has been out there in a playoff game trying to defend it, is it unfair, and should the league ban it?
Man, my personal opinion?
Yeah.
I think they should ban it. You know what I mean? But I know the argument is going to be about like, hey, you guys have to stop it. Don't get us in short yardage and whatnot. But
yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like a Chico play, man. You got Jordan Mailata on the right. You got, you know, it's pretty much a scrum in rugby. That's how I kind of look at it. And we got to have a scrum too on the other side. And the scrum is, you know, we have a cadence where we all go at once. It's not like you hard count or and this and that where, you know, now you're getting us or myself jumping over the pile thinking that they're about to snap the ball. And that's just my own personal opinion, and I'm going to leave it at that.
I'm with that. I mean, listen, man. If you allow it to be like that, what people are going to do, they will eventually time it up to where you know there's an initial surge, and you always see Jalen Hurts basically standing still or stop. Then here come the guys behind him, and they kind of lift push. What if the guy decides the initial surge I'm not worried about? Because the offensive linemen, they all dive to the ground. They're not going to be able to hit somebody. And he comes, and he hit him right in his chest on that second surge. What you going to say then? The NFL likes to say runner was stopped. Okay, his forward progress was stopped.
Right.
His forward progress is always stopped when it's just him. It doesn't move forward until the guys come and hit him at that point or move him at that point. Well, what if I just wait for you and hit you right in your chest? Then what you going to say? Illegal play? because it's legal to hit him in his chest. You know, so I just think that
he's clearly a runner.
You cannot overly protect the quarterback, but then in this one situation, you allow that to happen.
Yeah, I think Luvu's, I kind of like calling it a cheapo play. Like, the way it's currently run is just, I suppose it's not outside the rules. That's why they need to reinstitute the rule they had for 100 years.
It's the NFL's fault.
Yeah.
It is the NFL's fault that it's happening like this. And since it's your fault, you have to correct it. And they always look for parity. And if you want to do parity, you say that you cannot push. It's been years you cannot push aid a runner. Why is it okay now?
They allowed it. And it's kind of like in baseball, how they've had to change all the rules to speed the game up, and it's for the betterment of the game, mm-hmm. and you know, there's some purists or whatever. I don't really know that they're outside of Eagles fans and maybe Bills fans. Like, are there staunch supporters for the tush push? Like,
yes. Is
there
Eagle fans?
Right, but like outside of those, if you jump on tables or you wear green on Sundays, like outside of those two groups,
I don't think what the Bills do is a tush push.
Not the way Philly.
Josh is. Takes the ball and he dives one side or the other. That's what the ordinary play is. Josh doesn't have people coming from behind him, pushing and lifting him.
I think you and I are in lockstep on this. The rule used to exist, just reinstitute the rule. I'll look at the aquarium. This one seems kind of easy. Boys, is anybody in there going to defend the tush push?
Only one guy with a 215 in his area code.
He does have a 215, but he's a Giant fan.
He's weirdo.
He is definitely weirdo. White Brian?
I don't think it should be banned.
Wow. Ban really? It. Why, Brian?
I don't know. It's a play. There's nothing illegal about the play. It's just too good.
Pushing the guy from the back is illegal.
It was for a long time.
And it needs to go back to being illegal.
Yeah, I guess if they make that illegal again, then sure, it should be banned. But I don't know.
If you watch the play, most football plays happen. This play, you make the initial surge, get everybody down and worried about the big pile, and then two guys come from behind. They normally put the running back and the tight end back there. They come from behind him and lift him up. So I don't think you need to be over 600-700 pounds. If you got to be that big to try to get to that, it ends up being a 600-700-pound football player pushing over the top.
It's always a false start on that play, and it's never called.
They line up offside completely. Say,
some of them be offside.
The neutral zone doesn't exist on that play.
Yeah. So, nah, take it out. That was exactly my point right there, B. I know people say it's competition, but if every time this one play is lined up, it's always, well, were they offsides? Did they do this? Da, da, da. And then the how do you expect? They got to do something about the hard count on that play, too. Like, any team that hard counts 4 or 5 times, nah, bruh. You can't penalize someone for that because the offense automatically has the advantage in that play.
Yeah.
The hard count makes it feel real cheapo. We got people calling. I want to take calls on this. Landy, can you possibly support this thing?
No. I think like what you were saying with regards to baseball, the important thing is that the games are meant to be entertaining, and this play just really isn't entertaining. And the point of the sport is entertaining. If it's not entertaining people, change the rules to make it more entertaining. It's that simple. The last thing in the world that I want is the refs standing around debating whether or not a guy lined up offside or if somebody went early. That sequence of plays that we saw in the championship game was just insanely frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't really blame Frankie for it because, you know, what the hell else are they going to do to try to stop it? Just get rid of the play, man. It's awful.
Yeah, I think I'm with you, man. It is, it's just an awful play. And it's just so annoying to watch. But I think it's rooted in, like, when a judge makes a decision, right? They have to, like, root it in law. Regardless of what you see, it has to be a rule. Mm-hmm. Like, it has to be a law. And to me, the rule existed, and they just scrapped it for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. Just reinstitute the rule, and that'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Speaking of take care of things, if you need maintenance or a new garage door, there's only one place to call, and that's my friends over at Door Pro America. They installed a new LiftMaster garage door with the MyQ app at my house, and it's changed my life. It is seriously so much better. As a matter of fact, I need to check and make sure that I closed my garage door this morning. I'm going to do that right now. they came to my house. They gave me like this whole Photoshop sheet full of options. Got rid of my old, my garage door is open right now. If you're looking at the stream, I'm going to close it. It's that easy. I'm literally closing my garage door as we speak on the MyQ app. And I forgot it this morning because I had to grab a cooler for a bunch of meat I got. You too. Look, if you're looking on the stream, I'm closing my garage door right now. I don't know that there is a better endorsement than that. It's literally working. These guys are experts. They helped us narrow down the options of all the garage door options, and they gave us a great recommendation. Bang, my garage door is closed. It's that simple, folks. Call them, 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Tell them JP Finley sent you, or you can check them out at doorproamerica.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Tush Push could get banned today. Seems like, if I had to guess, there's real momentum around the league. I think that Green Bay wouldn't change their proposal unless they thought it would get passed with the new language. Everybody but White Brian wants it gone. White Brian on an island likes it, I guess. Talk about a weirdo. Let's see what the folks on the phone say. Vic is in Bethesda. Vic, what do you think about the Tush Push?
I think it should be abolished. I think there's a rule in the NFL that when a player is not gaining forward progress, the refs blow the whistle. And I think that the same rule should apply to the Tush and Push, that if a guy is needing the aid of his teammates to push him forward, they should blow the whistle in that same sense.
All right. I think you're on it. Yep. Thank you, Vic.
And see, that's what I've noticed the whole time, where I see things happening and he stops. And then the other guys come and they hit him from behind and hit him through it. They get him moving again. You know, that's illegal in football. And if the referee is going to keep allowing it, then eventually somebody going to come and hit him and he's going to get hurt. Then the people will be complaining about, well, why did they hit him late? His forward progress will stop. Well, don't allow somebody to help him.
Oh, the dude dropped and wanted it to stay. Where'd that guy go? Harold, where'd you go? I was coming to you next. Let's go to Ernie in Fort Washington. Ernie, what do you think about the Tush Push?
I think it should be abolished. I have three quick points I want to make, and I'll be right off. Number one, on the defensive side of the ball, if you're trying to kick a field goal or extra point, they don't allow you to use leverage to break through the wall, to jump over and block the field goal or to block the kick. So is that not leverage on the offensive side of the ball when you're forcing this guy over? Number two, if you make it a safety issue and you send not only one but two Frankie Louvus over top and you blast that quarterback, eventually they're going to abolish it anyway because they protect.
Yep, you got a point there.
If you watch rugby, have you ever seen the play where they're throwing the ball inbounds and they elevate a guy up in the air or a girl up in the air to catch the ball?
Yeah.
What's to stop that from being next when you go for a Hail Mary? You gotta allow the guy to either move or get stopped on his own power, or otherwise you've opened Pandora's box for that play now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ernie. Well, I mean, there's a rule in place on extra points about not allowing guys to push in front of them.
And it used to be like that.
Isn't allowed to do it.
So this is what I have a problem with. I played offense my whole life, but everything seems to try to give offense an advantage. Defense, they took that rule. You can't push. You used to be able to push, and they took it away. Offense, you used to not be able to help. Then they let them start doing it. What sense that make? If you can't do it on the other side, you can't do it on the offensive side. Point blank.
Andre's in Alexandria has a question. What up, Dre?
Hey, how you doing, guys? B-Bitch and JP.
What's happening, brother?
Question is this. What if everybody in the whole league start doing what Philly is doing? Will they ban it in, or will they let us keep doing it or even doing making it worse?
But I think a lot of people, just like they try to say about, oh, Jalen Hurts, his legs are so strong. They ain't that damn strong. He getting lift over the line. So they just decide to do something, and they have a reason that they're saying it. Other people don't put their quarterback in that position.
That's true, B. That's true, and you're right. I'm not doubting you. You're right. What if we do the exact same thing? Would it be a problem?
But that's what I'm saying. Other people will not put their guys in that position. So I don't think
– That's why I didn't want to do it.
I think the ultimate thing is they always say it. You can't aid a running back. And he's a running back at that moment. He's running. And they're allowed to aid him. And I think that's where the rule is messed up at.
I'm with you, man.
Well, I agree. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Trey. Let's get one more in here. I got Jonesy on the line. Jonesy, what do you think about the Tush Push, dude?
Hey, I think it should be banned. Welcome back, B. Mitch.
All right, bro.
And what's up, JP?
Hey, buddy.
This man... You seeing on the All-22, if you run that thing on different games on the All-22, You see it. It's just like B-Mitch said. That sometimes that tush push is stopped, but when you see that extra lift inside of the slow motion, then you're like, damn, that's cheating. The play is actually stopped. The whistle sometimes is blown if you really check it out for what it's worth, but still, it's still happening. Dude's being picked up, and boom, he gets that extra inch, that extra yard, with that extra whatever it is he needs. And then it's a first down. That's why it's so hard. Frankie Louvu was on to something. And I saw it say his thing on NFL Network. He was for real.
Thanks, buddy. Good call. Last one. We got an Eagles fan on the line. Dave, you are an Eagles fan. What do you think should happen to the tush push?
Well, first thing, let me say I love you guys. I listen to you every day. I should be listening to the Eagles station, but I listen to you guys.
Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it.
And I love you, Brian. You should be in the Hall of Fame. So don't cut me off when I'm going to say it's not a bad word or anything. Listen, you guys sit here and fussing about the tush push and fussing about the penalty that we're going to call on Louvu. Let me ask you something. Last year, the Redskins or Commanders, they won a football game because I forgot who they were playing at, jumped over center, and they called a 15-yard penalty. The guy kicked a field goal for Washington and won the ball game. So why are you fussing about Louvu? I mean, saying Louvu shouldn't be penalized. Oh, you shouldn't penalize him for that. Why? He's jumping over the center. You're not allowed to do that.
Nobody said he couldn't jump over the center.
You're allowed to jump.
You can't say we're going to get a man a touchdown because he jumped over the center. That's all we're saying.
You're allowed to jump. You just have to time it correctly, and he didn't because they were hard counting it.
You mean he can line up over center and jump clean over top of him?
Yeah. There's famous plays.
If you don't touch the center and use him to jump off his back or something, you could jump right over him.
I thought that was a penalty. Didn't win in a penalty this year when that team.
It's a penalty if you use another person's body to elevate yourself.
Or if you don't time it correct. If you end up jumping offside.
Guys, I agree with you 100%. You shouldn't be pulling them or pushing them. I agree with that part of it. But as far as letting them line up tight, but you know the defense is offside a lot of times on that play too. But
the neutral zone doesn't exist. It's a complete violation of the rule in all capacities as far as I'm concerned.
Well. That's just the way I feel. I'm so sorry the way I feel, buddy.
I'm not sorry, man.
It's all right. It's cool.
Appreciate the call, Dave. Thanks for listening,
all right, Dave. Appreciate you, bro.
All right, guys. All right. Okay, guys.
See you, man. Bye-bye. When we return, our guy Barstool Nate joins the program.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.